The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shops in Tampa, New Hampshire, this is the Asshole Podcast, and today we're talking about...
What did I leave it blank? We're talking about, do people care about the history and the legacy of certain products that are out there?
Is that what we're doing this week? I felt like that was next week's notes, but okay. Uh-huh. I was like, is this a typo?
No.
All right.
This is the one.
This is the one, and it's because... of the cigar brand we have here, which is historic here in New Hampshire.
Ah, yes.
And maybe people across the country don't know it, but if you live in the New Hampshire area or you're somebody that collects memorabilia of cigar brands and stuff, you've seen 724. I say it that way. It's 7-20-4. 724 is how you say it. And in Manchester, New Hampshire, that... building still exists that's there. And Kurt Kendall has put this brand out maybe 10 years ago. Yeah. I think it's been that long or close to it. Put this brand out, but this is something new. This is a 724 called the Hustler 5 and Dime. And the cigar we're going to smoke here is the 6x52. The wrapper is a barber pole, but... you wouldn't know it looking at it because it's really hard to notice the barber pole that happens here because it's Mexican San Andreas leaf and Brazilian Habano. So it's Brazilian Habano is a dark wrapper along with the Mexican San Andreas, which is dark.
Right.
And it's hard to notice. You turn it around and you can start seeing the double wrapper that's there. And on Ed Sullivan's, it's so unnoticeable. You can't see
so close to the color.
A little bit here, but...
not much, right?
Not much.
The binder is Ecuador Sumatra, and the fillers are Pennsylvania and Nicaragua. So this particular cigar was a PCA exclusive, meaning the retailer had to be at the trade show in order to be able to get the cigar.
And you were there. I saw you.
You were there too.
Yeah.
So here was the cigar. The line pays tribute to the five and dime stores. 5 and 10 cent stores. Did that you used to call them 5 and dime or 5 and 10 cent stores?
5 and dime.
Really?
This is back in the 1920s, right?
Yeah. where 724 cigars were sold. So actually they sold them in those type stores that were there. This is an extension of the 24 Hustler line, which got its name from the 724 brand original line dating back into the late 1800s. As I say, Kurt Kendall is the current owner of the 724 company, but it first started out over 100 years ago in Manchester, New Hampshire, right up the street from where we are. The building is still there. It is now an office building, but it still has the 724 cigar name printed right on the building. Can't help but miss it. Mm. Production of this cigar is limited to 1,000 boxes of 10. That's it. 1,000 boxes of 10 nationwide. And the cigar is made by Jesus Fuego and Company out of Nicaragua. Our friend Jesus Fuego, who makes our 2283.
Yep.
So he only makes cigars that have numbers on them. No, it's not true. This cigar sells for $12.69 each or $112.99 for a box of 10 at twoguyscigars.com, which is a savings of $13.91 if you buy the full box. But you can buy singles anytime, $12.69, while you can. And again, only 1,000 boxes made. If you're interested in trying it, try to find it at your favorite brick-and-mortar retailer. When they don't have it, go to twoguyscigars.com, and there you go. This is the story of... this particular cigar, which I tried at the trade show, said, okay, I'm buying it, but this is actually the first time trying it since I've been back.
Yeah, without the terrible conditions.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So going forward, can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
If any of the components are Indonesian or Sumatra, don't tell me.
Yeah. Okay.
Because then that's all I can taste.
You'll figure it out anyway.
So, so the binder is Ecuador Sumatra.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to have a problem with that?
We're going to find
out. All right.
What do we got? A cold draw this?
Cold draw.
Yeah, cold draw is raisins. I mean, that's... Mm.
Raisiny, figgy.
Pretty straightforward, yeah.
Cold draw is Sumatra.
Yeah, I should. Okay, from now on, I'm not saying
yeah,
it.
You just don't tell me. Well, you know, it's time. Time to light our cigar, brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land, a company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
And let's just get the lore out of the way as well.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars. Sumatra?
I'm afraid so. I mean... Are you telling me you can't taste Sumatra?
I don't have a problem with Sumatra, but remember the old La Gloria Cubanas we talked about last week on the Cigar Authority? Sumatra.
He was doing something right with
them. Yeah?
I don't know. I think it should be the law that all Indonesian tobacco goes in cigarettes.
Indonesian is... tasteless, cheap fill, right? Mm-hmm. Cheap fill of tobacco. Mm. This is not Indonesia.
No.
No.
Ecuador, Sumatra. Sumatra also is African, what am I saying?
I don't know.
African tobacco is what? Is Cameroon.
Cameroon, yeah.
Is Sumatra seed makes Cameroon, right?
Well, I don't know where that came from.
I believe
from.
It is.
Maybe.
So African Sumatra would be Cameroon. I could be wrong on this.
Maybe.
It is September, and I start, you know, I've done nothing wrong all year. It usually happens around September. It's possible.
Strong taste of rye toast.
Mm.
But no butter on it.
No butter on it.
No.
Just rye toast, yeah.
With some nice meats on rye.
Well, no, it's just dry rye.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, and listen, rye toast is excellent, but if you don't put the butter on it, it's dry rye.
Dry rye. Yeah. When you were talking about going out for some food coming really soon at a delicatessen.
Yeah.
You're going to get rye.
It won't be toasted, though.
Mm.
No,
no, unless I get a sandwich that is griddled.
Yeah, but you won't.
I don't think I will. Chef will.
Yeah, but you're going to get on rye because that's...
Well, you have to.
Yes, you don't have to. There's other choices, but you will.
If you're having pastrami...
Oh, yeah.
You'd be a fool not to get it on rye.
Pastrami on rye. Ugh.
Do you like your toast at breakfast to be marble rye?
Yep.
If you have a choice...
If I have a choice, yeah, I'll always go rye.
Yeah.
If they have marble, it makes me even happier.
Right, but you go rye with toast, if at all possible, unless they had raisin toast or you...
Right, and then if they didn't have it, I wouldn't even go to another bread product. I'd probably go English muffin.
English muffin? I would too. Wow, that is the same.
Yeah, it's the right answer.
Hmm. Wow.
Even Chef is nodding.
Have I had breakfast with you before?
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we did?
Oh, yeah. Well, except when we were at that extravagant breakfast with the beignets.
Yes. We went crazy. That was the greatest ever. Chef, you should have been there. Oh, my God. That was the best ever. So, okay, let's go to today's discussion. First off, this is a legacy brand, meaning there's a legacy here because there was a 724 brand, and here it is again. Does that mean anything to the consumer? Could you care less, right?
Yeah.
Don't care.
Don't care, yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but I think it's true that as generations go on, it doesn't matter that there's any legacy to it. I would say there is, but I don't think people are caring about that. And That's a shame, but it is also the five and dime.
Mm.
That's another part of it. 724 is the legacy of the what might be actually the highest volume cigar manufacturer ever in the 1800s in the United States. Mm. And, you know, besides the local people that see the signs, I don't know if it pans out across the country, but the five and dime should be everywhere. And it may surprise many Americans who grow up at the five and dime stores that the name wasn't meant to be inexpensive merchandise.
No.
It was the store's rigid price policy. A nickel or a dime could buy an item in the store, like the dollar store, but right. It wasn't saying this is cheap stuff.
Hmm.
This is just what it cost. The history goes back to 1908. Birdine's Five and Dime, America's oldest five and dime store in West Virginia, still open.
What are you getting for a dime?
The stuff isn't a five and dime anymore, but no. It's still called a five and dime. Mm.
False advertising.
Yeah.
The one you remember, Ed Sullivan, is Woolworth's.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that at all, Aaron?
Woolworth's? I mean, I just know it from the movie Oh, Brother, Where Art Thou?
Ah.
Stay out of Woolworth's.
Woolworth's is the five and dime I visited probably into my 20s. Mm.
There was one in Lawrence for a long
time. Yeah. And the granddaddy of all five and dimes to open its door in 1878, at the height of opening new stores every 17 days, they opened a new one.
Whoa.
Oddly enough, the company still exists, but it's called Foot Locker in the United States. But
are
you know,
still
you,
around?
Imagine that the first the company later changed their name. To,
so, can I get some of those Nikes for a dime?
Nope.
Oh.
You know, you still can find Woolworths in Australia, Chrissy.
Hmm. Yes, it's a grocery store.
Really. Germany and Mexico and Australia still exists.
But it's not what it was here.
Yeah, same company.
It's just changed. They changed their business model. Apparently.
Now they have other things in there.
Yeah, it's like it'd be like owning like Market Basket.
Really?
Here. Yeah, it's a grocery store, like a full-on. It is one of our two major chain grocery stores.
Oh.
Didn't it have some letters, too? Was it FW?
FW Woolworths, yes. There was other ones out there. Remember W.T. Grant?
Oh, yeah. Grants.
Grants.
Yeah.
And that's where I would go into the hefty department to get the fat
Husky.
Husky. Yeah. there's another one called G.C. Murphy. Same thing, five and dime. Mm. C.H. Kress, which later become Kresge's.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
J.J. Newberry.
Are these just people's names?
Yeah, they seem to be just people's
like
names.
First and second initial.
Isn't that interesting
name?
That they all did the same thing until we got to Ben Franklin? Do you remember Ben Franklin stores?
But you're going to ask me if I remember
Ben Franklin stores, five and dime, I remember it. TG&Y, I don't remember. And McClory's. I think South McClory's. Arlington, Mass., one of the last standing five and dimes, closed just a few years ago. It wasn't profitable anymore and couldn't be sold. It was Balish, B-A-L-I-C-H, five and dime store, and it ran for 64 years, closed in 2018. And we will soon see dollar stores actually closing because they can't do it anymore. Huh. Shipping costs is more now, never mind a nickel, but you're seeing the dollar stores going to $1.25 and $1.50, and pretty soon the names will go away, Dollar General, you know, all these dollar words and stuff.
You see them like a dollar or more. It's like, well, that's everything.
Right. Everything's
like,
a dollar.
Okay.
Wow, that is interesting that's there. So that is the five and dime, and it's more nostalgic than anything else of calling it that because nothing's a nickel. Actually, a nickel costs more than a nickel to make a nickel. Never mind a penny.
Mm. Yeah, pennies.
It costs
not
more.
Good.
No, it's bad business, right?
Yep.
So that's it. So what do you think of this, though? This is the five and dime, limited release, bobber pole. If I didn't tell you it was a bobble pole, you
wouldn't have known.
Yeah, no. You'd just think, oh, that's a weird wrap. Because it's, I mean, mine is pretty distinct, but Ed's, you can't even tell.
No.
If I turn it and I look because you told me, or else I would say, oh, the wrap is just a little miscolored or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But burning good.
Yeah.
I think it's beefy.
Yeah.
It's up there in the 7-8
yeah.
range.
Yeah. Still get that rye toast taste, and I do it. Definitely love a rye toast.
You're a rye toast guy, too?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so that's it. Rye for all of us?
Yeah.
Waitress?
Yeah.
Nothing?
Maybe we should have a show sometime and eat rye toast. Oh, people don't like when you eat.
I don't like the chewing sound either.
Well, next week we're having cake. Oh, and you won't be here.
I won't be here.
That's not why we're having the cake.
But happy birthday a week in advance.
Yeah.
I won't even see you that day because the next day is our anniversary party, which we've had our anniversary party on your direct birthday before.
I worked it one year.
Here we go.
On my birthday.
Yep. But this year you will have the day before. There may be a surprise guest. Who knows who shows up?
People are just hanging around.
Oh, yeah.
You never know.
We might get a big guest.
And it's you guys, you're running the show.
Just grab whoever we want.
If you feel like it, if you want them to just watch you do it, do it. If you want to bring them up, bring them up.
Mm-hmm.
Do whatever you want
to
do.
Right, because they'll all be coming to see you and you won't be here.
Correct.
So they'll have nothing to do.
Yeah.
But they'll come up to look at the studio probably.
They usually want photos up here, yeah.
Yeah, get photos.
Oh, nice.
Or the day after, sometimes they do it too. But typically the day of and the day before, they're around.
A lot of them leave pretty quickly afterwards.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they want to leave because they all want to go to Germany the next day.
Oh, yeah. That's
the big trade show. It's actually happening on the same day. But all the ones that come up for this decided they'll miss that Germany show for a day to be here with us.
I think the choice gets tougher all the time.
Oh,
that show's becoming more important.
Yes.
With the Cuban cigar pricing and all, I think a lot of the New World manufacturers now feel like they need to get there.
Well, the good news is this is our first time at this venue where we're doing Two Guys' 37th anniversary. And I don't feel all that great about the morale. morale of them.
Of the workers.
Yes.
Got to be extra nice to them that week.
Yeah. So I remember 20 years ago, because we went to the same place for 20 years. But before that, we would switch off every year because
you get thrown out.
Yeah, basically, they weren't welcoming us back.
Yeah.
So it would be the next spot. And when we found DeBurrow's, which is where we went the last 20 years, they opened their arms and they loved having us. And it was like, oh, my God, I'll never leave. And I didn't leave until they sold the land, you know, and the people that bought the property, I guess.
Saw a lot of the wait staff same every year, you know, because they were like, let's do this.
The building I drove by just to look, because I may put a sign on the door to say this is the wrong place.
Yeah.
This is where it is, in case some people go to the old place because they're used to it. And I just happened to be in the area. I said, let me go by, see if it's still there. It is still there. But I was told when they are going to take it down, that they were going to call me, and we're going to have champagne, and we're going to be in the parking lot.
Ooh,
and
nice.
I said, I'll bring the cigars, and we'll watch them demolish it, which is
piece of
sad,
history.
But
that's nice, though.
Yeah.
Letting you come join in on that.
So we'll see how that goes. Yeah. Piece of history, and maybe someday there'll be a DeBurrow's cigar, and we'll be talking like this, that there was a place, it was there, and that's where we used to do our anniversary party, but the people that are either connected to it are into it, but other people don't care about past history. I'm sad to say. Looking at 724, the history that this had, you know, we carry it in the store since the day it was re-released and, you know, try to talk to people about it and get them engaged of it. And here it's right up the street, and that's what they did. And it seems to be like, I don't care.
Is it good? So how much does it cost?
Right. And then adding the five and dime onto it, I'm like, okay, maybe there's going to be something there that people remember the old five and dime stores. And now they're going to say, oh, I remember the five and dime stores. Let me try that. It doesn't seem to be, I don't think people are caring about history. History and legacy of these things.
People that remember it are just dying off, you know.
So. Well, you're tying that to the them wanting to buy it. Like, history and legacy doesn't necessarily make me want to buy something. Because, like, you look at branding over the years, a good company gets bought out by a crappy company. I'm not going to keep buying that crappy company. So I think the product, a lot of the time, does need to speak for itself, unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right.
I think the history's cool.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we'll do our top five, hear some delightful news, and maybe have a deal of the week, and we'll chat some more, I guess.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Looking for a mild cigar? Don Rafael is just that. Solidly constructed, and it offers up a mellow experience that holds a ton of universal appeal. This is just one of the reasons for Don Rafael's enormous success. Looking to get your friend into smoking cigars? The Don Rafael cigar is absolutely the right choice. The brand originally set out to outdo the competition, but for the price, there is no competition. You can't beat Don Rafael. It outsells them all. Don Rafael can be enjoyed any time of the day, all day, and cigar after cigar. The Don Rafael has a smooth, mellow aroma that will not linger. Draped in a seamless golden brown Connecticut wrapper, Dominican long fillers, and a Dominican binder complete the blend. Expect earthy notes with some hints of cedar throughout. And as far as quality everyday blends go, for a mild cigar smoker, it doesn't get more satisfying than this. Remember this, Don. Don Rafael.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
Bohemian is the original Brazilian big ring gauge cigar with the unfinished foot, curly tailed head, and value, value, value. There are a Brazilian reasons to buy and smoke Bohemian, and here are just a few. Created in the Cuban tradition, this lush, dark Brazilian Maduro leaf surrounds a 5-year-old Sumatra binder with Dominican and Nicaraguan well-aged long filler leaves. So, what do you expect from a Bohemian? A departure from the conventional. A flavorful journey into sweet, nutty, almost caramel finish. Bohemian, the original, unconventional cigar. Take a journey.
And we're back live in the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shops in Salem, New Hampshire. We are smoking the 724 5 and Dime. And if you don't follow us on social medias already, check us out on Facebook, on YouTube, and Odyssey. And if you want to send us an email, it's theassholespodcast@gmail.com.
And we got double-digit people on the YouTube Live, which usually doesn't happen.
Are you on the YouTubes?
I'm on the YouTubes.
Yeah.
Just to see what's going on. We have more than 10 people, which is
excellent.
For us, it's great.
Yeah.
But obviously, the bulk of the people, and we just saw the numbers that came in, the Ashholes is growing listenership.
Yeah.
Not viewership. There's nothing to see here. Chrissy's over there. There's something to see over there, but you can't see her.
Yeah, and all the
next week,
all the video services, you know, Facebook and YouTube, they don't like cigars, and so they kind of push everything down. So
that's true.
It's the man.
That's true. It's the man keeping us down.
All right. One thing is a nickel is cheap, right? A nickel is very, very low cost. So what were people buying in the days at the five and dime? So I did some research on it to see what the hell they could be buying in 1900 for a nickel.
A car?
You could get three cans of soup for a nickel.
Wow. Really?
Three cans of soup.
Crazy.
A month's rent.
No way.
Woman's shoes, 5 cents. Jeez. A pound of lamb chops.
A pound?
That's insane.
5 cents.
Yeah.
Tickets to the movie, not ticket. Yeah. Tickets to the movie.
Nickelodeon, right?
1910, a newspaper, ketchup, shoe shine, and a woman's dress.
How
10 cents.
Shoe shine, as expensive as rent.
Shoe shine was a big deal then that people went out there and did it. They were all over the place because it was a good money-making thing. And now, when's the last time you got your shoe shined?
I mean, I've shined my own shoes.
Yeah.
So that's about it.
1920s, a loaf of bread and a dozen eggs.
Wow.
Nickel. 1930s, chicken dinner candy bar.
What?
Chicken dinner candy bar.
A candy bar called chicken dinner?
Yep.
Did it?
Do you remember?
I
vaguely remember something on the snack authority.
I think those were, maybe they were called chicken sticks. It was like a toasted coconut thing, I think.
Yeah. Wow. Iceberg lettuce, 5 cents in the 1930s. 1940s is Coke. Nickel, right?
As in cocaine.
Coca-Cola.
Right?
Or Coca-Cola at this point.
4 pounds of potatoes for a nickel.
Wow.
And box of hair color for the ladies, 5 cents. 1950s, Reese's peanut butter cups come out, 5 cents. Mm-hmm. 12 ounces of apple juice, 5 cents. An 8 ounce box of cereal, 5 cents. 1960s, one green bell pepper. Comic book.
Yeah.
Ivory soap, drive-in movie ticket, and a local phone call, 5 cents. 1970 postage stamp and tissues.
It's like it's
getting less and
down,
less, right? 1980s, a pog. Remember a pog?
Damn. Oh, I remember in the 90s, that little resurgence.
Very unloved items in thrift stores.
Yes.
Wow.
A wish and a nickel.
Huh.
I mean, then we're down to nothing.
There's nothing. You can't get anything provided.
The candy is called Chico Sticks. It's much like a Zagnut, but it was sort of in a round stick.
All right.
So peanut butter, toasted coconut, they're delightful.
That's the one we knew of, but maybe this...
It could have been, but that was a whole dinner.
Chicken dinner candy bar. Did you look that up?
No.
That way?
Do you think it?
Maybe.
Chicken. I had one the other day, a chocolate bar. Is that the same as a candy bar? I don't know. Like just a chocolate bar, and it was called chicken and waffles.
Oh, really? Yeah.
It was weird.
But this is 1930, so it was chicken dinner.
It was chocolate.
Candy bar.
Yeah, but it was chicken and waffles.
Yeah.
Weird name, man. I mean, I love chicken and waffles, but I wouldn't want to name a candy bar.
It didn't go so good.
I don't know. It looks disturbing.
Wow, 5 cents. Yeah. Chicken dinner candy bar.
Good candy, it says. And it shows a picture of a Why? It looks more like a turkey, but I guess it's a big chicken, a roasted chicken dinner. It
doesn't make any sense. Like, why would you put that in?
Because it's 5 cents.
Yeah.
Why not?
Like, we're going to make you suffer for it if you want a 5 cent candy.
Just real quick, if we can, Mario Velasco in the where are we? YouTube chat room said that he's at work, and can we all give a shout out to his coworkers, Los Coyotes? So
Los Coyotes.
Shout out to Los Coyotes.
Which means?
Welcome to the Ash Holes podcast.
Does that mean Los Coyote?
I don't know.
Yeah. Is that like the wolf pack? People across the border?
Tell us what you do, Mario.
Yeah. Speaking of YouTube, we did have a comment last week that was saying that the deal of the week last week, which was all the firecrackers.
Yeah.
Says you ordered 3 packs because of the great discount and some awesome assortment of cigars. I thought that Mr. Delightful's past deal was the best, but I think this one has it beat.
It does beat it. We have a new winner. It was the best ever.
I feel as though you cheated a little bit with the discount for multi-pack buys.
Well, I'm going to leave it up to you next week.
Oh, boy.
Also, the rare cigars in there, you know, because you can't buy them anywhere.
So can't get them. Just saved and put aside. People like that you can actually get. Like, I would want one of those candy bars, chicken dinner candy bars, if I could get one.
Well, it turns out they didn't contain any actual chicken.
I wouldn't think so.
No,
they were nuts covered with chocolate.
And why would they call them chicken dinner then?
This seems to be a mystery.
Yeah. And while we're still on the topic a little bit of the firecrackers, Ernie Diaz wrote in saying, next firecracker should be either, one, Sober Mesa Brulee. Thanks, Ernie.
That's it. Mesa Brulee.
I mean, who wants a sweet tip?
Firecracker. That's ridiculous.
Oh, man. Yeah, no thanks.
All right, so here's where I'm supposed to give Dave's weekly six-pack.
All right, what do you got? What's the follow-up after your brilliant?
There's no way we can do a six-pack. We're way too busy because we have our anniversary coming, and I'm going to just go easy on them. You can buy whatever you want on there. You know what you could do is go buy 6 single cigars and make your own six pack.
Yeah. I'm just thinking that. Great.
And then we'll look at things that were doubled and tripled and certain items and make a pack from the best sellers of what people pick for six packs.
They could make their own, tell us what they are. Then our work is done. We could say, this is
the
six pack.
There we go. We'll pick the best one and make it a six pack.
Sounds good.
I don't know, but we do have time to squeeze in the top five brought to you by 5-5 Cigars.
Aloha. Today's top five is brought to you by 5-5 Cigars. Choose from the mild white label, the medium strength red label, or the full bodied and full flavor blue label. Series 5-5 has it all. 5-5 equals the perfect 10, and that's what you get every time. The only thing better than a 5-5 cigar is 2 of them, so you can share with a friend. And now, here's today's top five list.
All right, today's top five. It's the top five fun things to do for families or yourself, which that or yourself.
Yeah, disturbing.
It's like that won't cost a nickel or a dime. Number five.
There we go. That's the whole hook here.
Now,
it doesn't cost a nickel or a dime.
Yeah, now, if you're doing some of these by yourself, okay, I'm judging you. Huh. Number five, throw paper airplanes. Make fun paper airplanes and toss them around.
Where am I getting the paper?
Yeah, exactly. You can
get them from our show notes after
over. Are you going to do that?
And I think I'll go home and play with James and make a paper airplane, and I bet we could have a lot of fun with
kids,
that.
Absolutely. These are
I got in trouble for doing that as a kid.
Yeah. In school?
No, by my stepfather. I threw it, and he only had one good eye, and I hit him in the good eye.
What are the odds?
I know, right? Couldn't do it if I tried.
Yeah. Number four is head somewhere virtually. I mean, coming off of the COVID and stuff like that and doing virtual field trips with the kids, it's a nightmare. So maybe not. Number three, build a snowman or make snow angels. Again, if you're doing this by yourself, I'm judging you.
Never did a snowman by yourself?
I had brothers always growing up, so, and I hate the snow. Number two is build a nighttime bonfire. I like that it clarified a nighttime bonfire because, you know, although those people doing daytime bonfires.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you can do that by yourself.
Fire.
Yeah.
No,
it's just burning leaves or something. Yeah. And number one is to try backyard camping.
Again, camping in your own backyard.
Did that free? As a kid. Wouldn't do it by yourself. That'd be weird.
Yeah. And I remember doing that as a kid, too. And then I had to go to the bathroom. And then I run in the house and go to the bathroom.
He went inside.
And bring back food.
Look what I found in the woods.
Yeah. No, you're not supposed to bring back food. We're supposed to do this thing. I said, well, you don't have to eat it if you don't want to.
Get hungry on my way, yeah.
So you weren't big on foraging?
No, that's what the plan was. We're going to live off the land here for the night.
In the backyard.
But I had to go pee, so I came back with all kinds of snacks.
And I like that you went inside to go pee.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, what kid does, what boy does that, you know?
So that was that. We're smoking the Five and Dime from 724 Cigars, a limited release, only 1,000 boxes of 10 are available. You can find it on twoguyscigars.com or go to your favorite brick and mortar if they have it. But when they're gone, they're gone. And as far as I know, there's only one size of this. This is it, the Toro.
I believe so.
And it's a beefy Toro. It's a 52.
52.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems bigger, actually.
Usually, I like a paperclip on here to
weight the front down. Yeah,
we'll see if
you fold the.
See, I do a
Let
double.
Me try
fold
to hit the camera.
More streamlined.
No,
terrible. No, like, that's not good at all.
Your balance is way off.
Yeah. It's not good.
Well, I needed the paperclip.
Yeah, I should be practicing anyway. I didn't like that. You know, I go directly angled, perfect.
Right,
and it's like a little jet plane.
Me too. Yep.
Now,
do the second fold on the initial fold.
Yeah. Now, if there's anything I'm supposed to do on the show, you'll have to tell me because I made my show notes into a paper airplane.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So,
delightful news.
You are. You have to get to delightful news right now.
Make that into a plane. Are you tired of the news claiming the end of the world?
Everyone, run for cover! Mayday!
Are you sick of turning on your radio and hearing things like this?
Code red, duck and cover! You're all in danger!
Well, I think it's time for some delightful news. Brought to you by Cuban Delight Cigars.
How delightful.
See, I thought this through. Originally, I was reaching for the delightful news to make the airplane. That would have derailed the whole show.
Could have been your delightful news, though.
All right. So here's what's going on. A man organized a redo of a school football, and that's soccer to us.
Okay.
Of a school soccer match after 50 years of feeling guilty for scoring a dubious goal.
Dubious.
Not a good idea 50 years later to get back on the soccer field with your team.
Yeah, those are
yes.
What constitutes a dubious goal?
Good question.
It says he felt guilty for scoring a foul goal. He admitted to shoving a goalkeeper who had the ball in his hands 10 yards over the goal line in the dying seconds of a match to earn a dubious draw in September of 1972.
He only got a draw, too. It's not like he won.
No. Yeah. And he said he was determined to put right a wrong after learning of the result's lasting impact on his aggrieved local rivals. Jones had to spend 18 months assembling the same lineup. From Gayton Primary School, who took on St. Peter's School half a century ago.
Mm.
And this game just took place on August 27th. They recreated an old squad photo that had appeared in a local paper when they were just 10 years old.
Oh, wow.
So they're all 60 now.
They look pretty good, though. It's not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Hopefully this guy's the goalie. But the results of the game were not in his favor. The bitter rivals went on to take a stunning 6-2 win in the one-off geriatric grudge match.
Wow.
One of these guys looks like he's in his 30s. So.
That's how good he looks.
As I said before, if we lose, we lose. And I wanted to turn a wrong into a right. Oh, they even contacted the former PE teacher, Alan Jones, who had awarded his team their controversial last gasp equalizer.
So it's really his fault.
Yeah. Wow. Two teams played a 30-minute aside match with a raffle set up to help buy the old school a new team kit.
All right.
New uniforms for the school. So that makes it delightful.
I thought you were going to say Dave's not here next week. That's the delightful news. Yeah. But you'll save that for next week. I have to get ready for the party. There's just too much going on. So you guys got to pull it off. But I have a paper airplane.
Yours will go better, I think.
Let's see. I'm going to go right to the camera on this, right?
Yeah. Protect yourself, Charlie.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
Down.
That thing just...
Down like a rock.
Didn't you put drag on that?
I did.
Bent the...
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
no.
See, no.
I shouldn't
drag.
Have put the drag.
Didn't you watch Top Gun? You got to learn
Oh, boy.
All right. Let's rate this cigar. And if I were going to rate your paper airplanes...
Oh, don't.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to know the number.
No.
Single digits, I'm saying. All right, I've got my number. I gave it a 89.
All right.
Like, I enjoy the righteous flavor. It's a
solid construction. I'm good with Sumatra. 90.
Whoa.
Okay.
89, 90, and?
Turns out Aaron was correct.
Oh,
89.
It's not my flavor profile, but it's very well constructed.
Yeah.
I think it's
a solid
it's
cigar.
Jesus Fuego. I haven't seen him in years. I miss him. He's not at the show anymore, but he's still producing cigars and stuff, but not
ever
under his own
him,
name.
Or?
I haven't. I hear Ed Santa Maria talks to him often, and I said, I got to talk to him. It's been a long time, or possibly when you go down to Miami, I'll tell you where he is, because I showed up as a surprise to him once that I saw on social media before I got on the plane. It was Jesus Fuego's birthday.
Hmm.
That morning,
did you get him
I saw
that?
It. So I land in Miami, and I rent a car, and I go to a bakery, and I get a birthday cake, and then I show up in his office, and here I am, and I walk in. He goes, "Oh, my God, what are you doing here?" I said, "I heard it was your birthday. Happy birthday," and I give him a happy birthday cake. So he goes, "Come over to my desk," and on his desk is 2283 cigars, and he's smoking one in his hand, which is the cigar he makes for us. I go, "Of all the cigars you make, it's why are you smoking
cigar,
that one?" And he said, "I love this cigar.
It is a great cigar."
So we smoked 2283s and cake.
Wow.
Nice.
Well, that might be, maybe I'm confusing with somebody else, maybe not, that I brought him a cake, and he never cut the cake, and we never ate it.
Mm. Oh, no.
Which
so that's
a major
that's
disappointment for me.
It
was could be.
The point in getting
it might not
cake.
Be. I might have him confused with someone else, but that has happened to me before.
Yeah.
When I bring the cake, I'm expecting to eat a piece of the cake, just so you know.
I'm bringing the cake next week, and you're not getting any.
Yeah. I hear a cake next week.
All right.
Cake next week.
Yeah, so next week, no Dave. As you're already setting up for the 37th cigar anniversary for the Two Guys Smoke Shop. We're going to talk about the Russian cigar conspiracy.
Oh.
Is
trouble.
Allegedly. So until then, you've been listening to the Assholes broadcasting from the Jose Dominguez Cigar Studio. We will see you next week.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.